So this is the final crop report. How does the Peace Country compare to the rest of the province yields and harvest progress wise?
Although harvest progress in the Peace region is well ahead of previous years and the 5-year and 10-year averages, compared to other regions in 2021, harvest in Peace region is behind. As of October 12, about 95% of crops in the region have been harvested. Only some late-seeded crops and fields with second growth are still to be harvested there. While 2% of crops are in Swat, almost 3% are still standing, including 2% of spring wheat and barley, 3% of oats, and 4% of canola. With respect to yields, Peace region is not behind other regions across the province. Generally, yields are below average this year, provincially and regionally in all regions. The provincial dryland 5-year yield index indicates that yields are 37% below the 5-year averages. For the Peace region, yield index is higher than the provincial index and ranks second among regions behind the Northwest region. Yields in the Northwest region are reported at 80% of the 5-year averages, while for the Peace is 72% of the 5-year averages.
Okay. The Peace region struggled this year in the growing season. It was very apparent. It was due to that extreme heat and the drought that we got. It was mostly at the end of June, and it affected the growing stages because it was halfway through and it kind of fried the crops. Did this happen to the rest of the province?
Yes, extreme heat and dry conditions prevailed all across the province over 2021 growing season. However, conditions were highly variable across the province and even within municipalities, depending on topography, soil types, crop types, the amount and timing of received precipitation, and other factors.
Mm-hmm.
Crop conditions and, as a result, yields have varied even among neighbors in some counties. We should note that our regional numbers are based on weighted averages by municipality and by crops, and for that reason, it may not reflect the individual outcomes. But again, at the regional level, the Peace region has the second highest yield among regions, although it was below normal and crop conditions were poor over the summer. As a matter of fact, looking at climate maps prepared by the Natural Resource Management Branch at Alberta Agriculture and Forestry indicate that compared to the long-term normal, current soil moisture is near normal in the Peace region, while it is lower than normal in other regions across the province.
The soil moisture?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, you said that yields were good in the Peace region, the second best in the province, which is surprising to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our numbers indicate that.
And it's obvious that crop conditions lacked all over the place this year. It wasn't a great year in speaking terms, and harvest is practically done since this is the last crop report that you guys will be doing. It has been delayed in the northwestern region, even though we are ahead of schedule. There is that second growth of canola, and is there a lot of second growth still happening, and how do farmers tackle that issue of the second growth?
Second growth can be an issue at harvesting time, and it was a concern in some fields, especially in the northern half of province this year.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, our data shows that as of October 5, 82% of canola was harvested in the Peace region, and all of them graded as number one. However, there are reports of second growth in the region, both in harvested fields and unharvested ones. Of course, overnight frost should have stopped them from growing by now. But for the second growth in the harvested fields, producers in the Peace region are harrowing them down or doing some fall field work to control weeds and second growth. In the case of second growth, it's happening in the fields that are still standing, and we had reports of them. And actually, that second growth is holding up producers from completing harvests. in those cases. For these, some producers swap them and let them mature in swap or some other combining them. In any case, producers in the Peace region use grain dryers to manage the storage condition. However, having green seeds in canola can impact quality.
And speaking about crop quality, it kind of varies from region to region, but how does the Peace stand for it this year?
As of October 5, at which time 88% of crops have been harvested, crop quality for harvested portion of top two grades of spring wheat, canola, and dry peas was above the regional five-year averages, while quality for malt barley and the top two grades of oats was lower. About 96% of hard red spring wheat and 53% of oats were graded in the top two grades. About 12% of barley was eligible for malt, and 82% has graded as number one wheat. Almost all harvested canola was graded as number one, while for dry peas, 87% was graded as number two and none graded as number one. Compared to provincial average in 2021, quality for the top two grades of spring wheat and canola in the Peace region is better than the provincial average, while quality for the top two grades of dry peas were on par. Peace region had lower quality of malt barley and oats compared to the provincial averages.
Okay, and I know that up here in the Peace region, we don't grow so much other than the regular wheat, peas, canola. Barley's kind of a odd thing to grow up here. It's kind of, it used to be a really big thing, but it's not so much anymore. So it is kind of interesting to see that there is still people growing it up here. I haven't seen it in years and years and years.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, my family farm used to do it about, I want to say 25 years ago, and they couldn't do it anymore in the fields, so they switched over. So it's interesting to see the stats on that it's still, it's half decent.
Of course, one of those sensitive ones.
Mm-hmm. Those are my questions, Ashan. Did you have anything else that you'd like to add or say?
I think just concentrating on peace, I covered everything. And it's good to know that, you know, although it seems really badly, but it wasn't that bad as well. I'm just, you know, compared to other parts of province. Like in South, yield index is 45, meaning 56% below five-year averages, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
Yields were down everywhere.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
How much it was down was relatively not bad in the piece.
Well, that's good to know. People thought it was horrible, but I guess it's not that bad.
No, actually, I received a lot of comments that it's better than what they expected.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Yeah, thank you very much.